There is hope hidden away in closets. As the light shines immaculately, it reflects a tinted image, filtered in a most pleasing wave. It becomes an unknown quality, tuned with the slightest whisper, trough, and crest. And you have become that color, painted through long, winding paths, rippling through seaweed coasts, kissing shores, gently lapping with a constant rhythm. I hear it as I become driftwood, following horizon. Bright red, soothing yellows, soft pinks scattered through billowing blues, purple lesions retired into spiritual tints, touching Rayleigh reds. Soft eyes, absorbent, stretched evenly, becoming bouquets as the sun quietly sleeps. Each night circling Cinderella dreams, white picket, cloudy cushions, surrounding sweet bouncing bottles on a thin raft, finding solutions inside bottomless, rounded rosé glasses. Eyes of God, four-cornered cocoon, moon meditation, wandering walls with speckles, flickering flames, illuminating darkness, separating us over and over.
We are Soul Asylum, and you're delving in a moment with all of us here at allpoetry.com, and our group is Soul Asylum. Please come in and comment on our reading list, and also on the various artists on this podcast. This podcast will be a special multimedia presentation. It's a sort of experimental. We're going to try it. You know, Azama at the moment will not be available. I'm not there. And also AP Taylor is not there, but we will be recording our voices and our poetry for you. Special thanks to all those, you know, in the community that are listening and also commenting on our poetry. Yeah. Also, I just want to give a little note that we have 24/7 podcasts on allpoetry.com with La Costa Nostra, with Team of Voices, with Late Night Poets, Disabilities, so many groups out there. Look them up. Thank you very much for listening to this special, and keep war out of your hearts. We hope for peace. Take care. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Holding on the thoughts of your existence, visions of spring fields and stormy winds echo and blast within, recalling a poetic tale from times past gone, written on pages with love's ink and the pull of heartstrings, creating a fascinating world full of plentiful gifts, feelings flowing like rivers, for love is the essence of everything. To love and be loved is the absolute perfection and radiance of inspiration that shall never fade.
Faces of peers reflect love, blossomed, bright eyes, lips of lovers, flowers fully blooming. She awaits that sensual touch, shared breath of love, two becoming one, to take her from leaves to full-blown rose. The conch calls so loud and clear, abandoned the path of endless sorrow, of disease, destruction, and death, and reach for the distant shore, wherein lies eternal serenity. This heart is filled with an aching void For deep and wide is the ocean of life, and the body is but a broken boat. Quiet then, O restless mind, so you may reach that shore. Hands ruffles collapsing chest, Milia stars bleeding from broken planet, saffron clouds vast neath gray canopy, sparrow chirps reveilles, dripping ashen, dropbox threshold realm painted decirdos, thorns sharp edges, campfires cracked pieces, drowned in darkness, pulls umbrella skeletons quilt, pastel promises, snapshots labeled raisin, resin, collapsed scars mounted, burning galaxy. It's in the loving, like the sun that makes the new day. The moon brings new dreams, smiles, the scented laughs, brighter than sun ever shone. Make day of night, keep the fallen stars, borrow more sun, melt snow on the ground, find the solids, create a place of hope and dreams. Touch incandescent rainbow with birds singing the sky into place, and fistfuls of hourglass sand in the pockets. Pay for never-ending today's and tomorrow's. Stories will start and end, and miles needed to walk. Thrive, do what spring does with the cherry trees. Don't cut the thorns of the rose bushes. They are there to adore, like the buds in the hole for keeps. A supreme authority of ecstasy's passion, planted in mind by hands of nature, swallowed in nature's wonders, sunk in the works of nature's paintbrush. Delicate touch of the warmest shade of a grove of cypress trees that harmoniously balanced. Relaxed, elegant atmosphere adds to the feeling of spirituality. The melodious, hushes, chant lures sensations, activating pathways to forge indestructible connections. The whispers of the sweetest companion, bestowing charm, thrill to change the mood. A well of softness, of lavender's perfumes, suggesting dreamy imaginations. The energy of serenity lies dormant in all things, a divine desire waiting to be awakened. Light out loop-de-loop fluttering leaves, falling through bottomless floors, finding beauty in vast emptiness as depth is drawn to your feet, and with every stretched limb reaching higher. Peering inside reflections, billowing through mirrors, playing tricks in a house of shattered glass, the clay molded by the master sculptor seeking truth. The slow walking pace along the Dryzum River, born in the deepest forest, silently smoothing jagged, rocky imperfections throughout a lifetime. Those years quietly quilting piece by piece patchwork blankets, watching worlds surrounding its prey, Roman refugees fleeing war, as I pour warm soup in bowls, handing it to callous, mud-dried hands. Dead box fork spoons, two children peering upwards, wandering loosely, grabbing the mother's skirt inside tiny mud cake playrooms, with mouths dropping off sheets, mumbling roof beam prayers. Salvation skeletons, where I go and write poetic journals, peeling potatoes, keeping hungry bees inside as thieves, crawling into myself, alone, surrounded by death.
Hello, everyone. I would like to thank our listeners all over the world for joining Soul Asylum on our new show, Multimedia Poetics. I hope you enjoy yourselves, and it's a new experience, and I hope you enjoy it. Take care. Thank you so much
for listening to our podcast, and we'll be doing a lot more like this, and also probably sharpening up a little bit, you know, and experimenting more. This has been brought to you by Soul Asylum, our group, and venued by allpoetry.com. Thank you for listening. We'll be talking to you soon in another podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Peace.
Nerve endings turned into flip-flopping fragrance. I hear them ring as musical instruments, and the silence becomes flowers, dropping notes upon guitar strings, incurably playing the fire. Daily petals dance from your mouth, tracing bodice, delicate ankles, soft brusque laugh, breaking moments. Frolicking fury, lulled loudly, chopping tides against silk shores, and last winter we melted aging seasons, death dark nights, racing randomly across jet black hair, conquering me. Brothers and sisters danced in pale forest, and we were children of night, hunting souls. She slept on the ashes and walked into ebony darkness. Twigs were planted, and it grew into a tree where our white dove sat. Howling voices wrote her script in coffins, billowing wind, blowing 1,102 pages across grassy fields. And as night arrives, her purple legend retired into spiritual tents, burning embers of a vision as we enter the town of my birth, walking upon endless meadows, gathering years of bouquets.